Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hi, guys. Thanks for connecting with us. You're listening to In the Open with America
and Teresa. And we're here to talk about an audio discussion of some of the articles that we write on our screening website at mhascreening.com, where people just send in some comments or questions about their mental health stuff. And we as staff just try and write articles that we think are useful for people. And today, our first discussion is going to be about the article titled, Am I Crazy? Which was actually really hard to write. But basically, the article covers, you know, what it even means when you're Googling, like, am I crazy? And having a discussion about, like, how to identify if something is normal or not normal? And, like, how do you know if you have a mental illness? And what do you do when you just feel totally out of control and you don't know what to do next? So that's what we're going to discuss today. And I have America here with me. And I think we're just going to try and have like an honest dialogue about what this means and our own personal experiences about these things too. So,
but they're not easy topics. Okay. So I think that the interesting thing is to help people understand that they're not alone in kind of asking these questions in the same way that you probably like Google yourself. You probably at some point or another have Googled, am I crazy? What's going on with me? And a range of different things. And that's how we came to this topic, because people find us when they're struggling and just trying to find some direction. So I don't know what it means when people are saying, like, am I crazy? That's what does crazy mean in our culture? It varies from person to person.
Have you Googled am I crazy before?
I have. My struggle with that is the fact that I'm Latina. So estás loco is something very different, and how that's taken into context, like with family and stuff, is very different. But when you think about it, like in just like the general public, and you're like, am I crazy? The underlying conversation is there something going on with me that is not okay?
That's really funny, because I was thinking back to like, what did I Google when I was feeling like, am I crazy? And I don't think I Googled, am I crazy? I think I Googled, what the F is wrong with me?
Right.
Like I asked Google, what the F?
I think two people would ask the question, what's going on with me?
That's basically the question that people are asking, right? So like, what is going on with me? This doesn't feel right. And that's why, like, in the article, we talk about, like, is this normal or not normal? Which is also really weird. Like, how do you decide whether or not you have a mental health problem and what is normal?
I think you have to look at your life, ask yourself, what's going on with me that's outside of what my normal, in quotes, is on a daily basis? Because your normal, Teresa, is very different than my normal.
I mean, I guess that's true. It's like, I think a good sign is like, do I know myself? Do I feel different than how I want to feel or how I felt when I've been at my best in the past? And that's one gauge of like, okay, something's freaking wrong. And like, I need to take some action or else I'm going to continue feeling like crap. And then the other thing is when I look around me and I look at my friends, I know I've texted people and been like, dude, have you experienced like X, Y, or Z? Because this feels really weird. And like, I need to like fact checked with you, like, did you do this thing that seems really off? Or is that just me?
I think that those are safe spaces where you ask the people that know you real honestly, do you think something's wrong with me? Because I can't tell, right? Or for various reasons, sometimes we can't focus in on ourselves because it's just hard to do. And we have to have others outside of us tell us, hey, like, I haven't seen you like in 2 weeks. And it's like, oh, I didn't realize it had been 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So
no,
the idea where people are mirrors to who you are and just kind of tell you like, you're acting like an a-hole, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, no, I'm not. It's like, yeah, you are.
That's my husband. Yeah. He tells me when I'm doing that. most recently, like having a kid and realizing like, oh, I'm having depression, but this is like a different kind of depression. It was weird because I had to go check with other friends who recently had had kids. And it's like, okay, I get depression, or like depression, like when I was a teenager, but this depression feels differently. So I was like, just checking in with people and being like, what's like the normal amount of like crater that you're supposed to make in your couch? Or like, how long am I supposed to go without showering before maybe something's freaking wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So I think checking in with people and like trying to figure out like, okay, at what point am I done? Whatever has happened in my life, like I've gotten to a space where this doesn't feel okay anymore, is like a pretty good gauge of, it's not about crazy or normal. It's just like, I've had enough. I've had enough of feeling like crap.
I think that though is the gut check. At the core of your being, you know, something's not right. And, you know, I don't have kids, right? I don't have a baby. I don't have two babies. And so I have dogs. I can tell you how it feels to have dogs.
Yeah.
But how would I be able to recognize that something's going on? If I haven't taken my dog for a walk, there's pee, there's poo all over the floor, you know?
Yeah.
Those are kind of visible things. But what if I don't have the ability at that time to say, is this really happening to me? Because that's another aspect, right? Like, coming to terms with saying, okay, something's not feeling right. So now what do I do? Like, is it me, like in how I function? Is it the world around me? Or is it the fact that I've started taking hormone shots or something like that? You know, some random stuff could happen.
I feel like that's especially true for people who experience a psychosis, or like when you hear things that aren't there or see things that aren't there, because you can really feel like, wait, this is my real reality. Like I am seeing this thing that somebody else doesn't see.
Yeah.
And I think that's really tricky. So like a lot of people actually Google, am I crazy, when they're like seeing things or hearing things for the first time. So how do I know if I have a mental health problem? This isn't just depression, and like, this isn't just anxiety, but how do you know when depression's got out of hand? How do you know when anxiety's got out of hand? Or how do you know when you have the early signs of psychosis or schizophrenia?
I think that you have to figure out when it's interfering with your life.
Yeah.
And that's going to vary, because I would imagine, you know, the folks that are listening to us are young people, older people, me being considered an older person, you know, like we, like, there are so many experiences among us all that for me, not coming to work could be an issue. But for somebody who has homework and is not able to do homework on a regular basis, that's a different story, right?
Yeah.
Or you as a mom, that you can't really function and provide for your kids. Like, you know, your husband's the one that's doing it all, which he should be, by the way. But,
oh, damn. You know.
All those things, I think, make a difference.
Yeah. From like a medical perspective, you know, something really isn't a mental illness unless it bothers you. Even if you hear voices, some people hear voices or experience things, but if they're not distressing to you, that's not a mental health problem. A mental health problem has to require that you feel like crap and you want something to change.
Yeah.
Basic mental illness number one. It has to suck. I'm saying this because, like, I don't know, like in my time, like even with psychosis, like even when you hear things or see things, I've met people who, like, seriously, their best friend is maybe a voice and their, or a vision. And they're like, well, I don't want to get rid of that person or that voice. And just like from a scientific perspective, that means it's not a mental illness, right? You might hear voices, but if it doesn't bother you, like that's not a mental illness. But certainly in the article, we talk about, how do I actually know if I have a mental illness? And it's like, you have to have negative emotions and negative feelings. They have to suck. You know, you have to not like them. They have to bother you. They have to screw with your life, like your friendships and your relationships and school and work, like you've said. They have to like not be because you use drugs or have other physical health problems. But basically, like from a science perspective, that's basically it, right?
That's a lot for a science perspective, man, because just me trying to get the first thing, like, does my life suck at the moment? That's the reality. Like, who's going to be able to tell you that? I think you have to think about how long this has been going on. How long do you feel like everything sucks?
Yeah.
Because it's situational, you know, like if you like broke up with your boyfriend, you'd feel like crap. You know, unless you really didn't want to be with this person, right? Which is like great. But in a kind of just general kind of relationship, if you're no longer together, you have some emotions related to that. But it's when that emotion really goes to an extreme that it's leading you down a path where you're just kind of completely engrossed by those feelings and you can't find a way out of them.
Yeah. And it's been 6 months later. Maybe people right. are like, hey, man, like it's been a while since that breakup. This isn't just a breakup anymore.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that's when you just have to be like, okay, something else is going on.
Yeah. The answer to am I crazy is the only way to figure it out is to look inward.
That's hard, but it's worth it, right?
Yeah.
Because once you kind of figure it out, you then can ask the next question. Okay, so something isn't right.
Yeah.
Now what?
Now what?
So
tune in.
Do I talk to somebody? Do I keep this to myself? Never yeah. keep it to yourself. Please keep yourself. Talk yeah. to somebody.
Now what? That'll be our next one.
Now what? Yeah, that's a big topic.
Yeah.
But we hope you guys get something out of these conversations because that's what they're really intended to be. Not just some random conversations between Teresa and me, but some guidance to help you.
I mean, guidance and maybe to also just feel like, hey, look, people are out here. We're going to talk about these issues and yeah. you're not alone and you're not weird because everybody's weird.
Yeah.
Really, for real.
Really, because we asked the question, is Teresa normal? No, she's not normal.
No, I'm not normal.
I'm not normal either. I wouldn't consider myself normal in any sense of the word.
Yeah.
Now, phenomenal, yes, but normal, no.
I'm MHA normal. This is why it's the only place I can work.
But thank you guys for listening.
Bye.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.